Recorded books and one-click digital present Whoosh! Lonnie Johnson's Super-Soaking Stream of Inventions by Chris Barton. Illustrated by Don Tate. Read by J.D. Jackson.
Every day brought a challenge for young Lonnie Johnson. The challenge of finding space for his stuff. Six Johnson kids were squeezed into their parents' small house in Mobile, Alabama. Lonnie would have loved a workshop of his own, but there just wasn't room. There was nowhere to keep his rocket kits, bamboo shooters, rubber band guns, erector set, go-kart engine, bolts and screws, and other spare parts his dad let him bring in from the shed, and various other things he'd hauled back from the junkyard. Lonnie loved building and creating. Ideas for inventions just kept on flowing. He learned how to make rockets from scratch. Kids at school gathered to watch Lonnie launch them, and he learned how to make rocket fuel. When it caught fire in the kitchen, Lonnie's mom didn't make him stop. She just sent him to work outside. Lonnie wanted to spend his life designing things, building things, and getting them to work. He wanted to be an engineer. However, Lonnie took an exam that said he would not make a very good one. His dream had been challenged. Lonnie was discouraged. But he knew that whoever had graded his test hadn't met Linex. Inspired by a TV show, Lonnie had built his own robot. He made it out of scrap metal and named it Linex. Compressed air cylinders and valves allowed Linex's body to turn.